Good morning. It's 6:55 a.m. Sunday, August the 6th, 2017. It's what we used to call in the old country Lowry out here this morning. There was a bit of sun for the photograph, but for the digital. But it's sucking right in. I wouldn't be surprised to get dripped on before I get back. It's a Sunday morning, so it's quiet here this morning, and I'm out early. I got underway at 6:30 instead of my usual lounging around till 7 o'clock. And part because I just wanted to get the day started. I've got to... It was a good day yesterday. I'm hoping for a better day today, but hope and don't do it. You gotta actually do the things that make the difference. I guess that's the theme for the day. You gotta do the day that you can be with yours. Yesterday was... I got to the end of the day, and I looked back through my timekeeping for the day, and it's like, what did you do? What did you do that was important? One of the questions that my meditation on motivation raised, one of the questions was, what's the most important thing for you to do right now? And again, the point isn't to answer it, it's to contemplate the question, to not necessarily think about the answer, but to let the thoughts about the answer slide away. And to think about the feelings. What does it make you feel like when you ask yourself the question, what's the most important thing for you to do today? For you to do right now? And yesterday was not a day of doing the important things. Yesterday was a day of dubbing around. Another day of dubbing around. When I got to the end of the day, I was very dissatisfied with the day. I was very satisfied with the choices that I made over the course of the day. It was basically an off-balance day from the get-go. I never got back on track. Largely, I think, because I wasn't actually in the day. I did the meditation in the morning, but I didn't really get the use of it, the benefit of it. This morning I did my walking meditation again. I've been doing it every day for the first 10 minutes of the walk. And now... The challenge is to be in the moment. The challenge is to be here now, not to be chasing something, not to be resisting, not to be as I am at the moment, sort of tied up with what happened yesterday and what's going to happen when I get back to the house. What I'm going to write about later, whether or not I will write today. And contemplating this idea, the question of how does it make you feel? How does it make you feel when you do what you do? How does it make you feel when you do what you love? I have to say, doing the walk every morning is not something that I particularly love. It's It's something that I usually feel better after than I do when I'm strapping my boots on. It's the base level of accomplishment for the day. It's, okay, you got up, you put on your boots, you walk 2 miles, you talked a mile. By the time I get back to the house, it will be about 7:18 or so, and I will have done 10 minutes of meditation, I will have walked 2 miles, I will have had breakfast, my early breakfast, which is 2 pieces of peanut butter toast. And it'll only be 7:30 on a Sunday morning, so the rest of the day is basically free. I don't have to take any kids to anything, as far as I know. They have a way of surprising me with those, but there's nothing on the calendar for today. So it's a good day for me to practice the ritual. Dan Thompson had a great idea about the odors, about scent. And he used a bayberry candle. Which, I like this idea. I like this idea a lot. I used to keep incense burning in my office when I had an office that was not in the house. In fact, I just unpacked some of the old incense. But I can't burn incense in the house because my wife is very sensitive to scent. As long as the scents are not strong chemical cleaning compounds, they cause her sinuses to clog up. Now, apparently things like Lysol and Clorox and Pine Sol, furniture polish, and all of the chemical scents that come from cleaning don't seem to bother her as much as a scented candle or incense. The scent of the lilacs coming in through the windows. And the same ammonia smell that she doesn't mind while she's cleaning is problematic if it's a whiff of the cat box. Which I completely understand, the cat box, but I don't see the difference. Ammonia is ammonia. I find it distasteful. Regardless. Now, the truth of that is that, no, I don't, horse dung, cattle dung, doesn't bother me. We used to get a lot of feedlot smell here, but they've pushed the feedlots further and further and further out of town. As the town has grown, the feedlots have to keep moving further out. So scent is kind of out of the question. I need to focus a little more. I need to be a little more in the moment. I cleaned off my focus stone and put it back on its white card. I cleaned off my desk a little bit so it's not quite so clutterish. So that I can spend a couple of minutes focused, settling my mind. So, speaking of settling my mind, Headspace is the app that I use for my meditation. And I found somebody somewhere, someplace, somehow this morning coming across my feed. I think it was an email blast from Headspace. Andy, who is not just the voice talent for the application, but apparently one of the founders and a Buddhist monk, something I would never have suspected, although I probably should have. He was on Friday night. Apparently he was on one of the talk shows. Jimmy Fallon. Say it with me. Monk Post. And talked about why he chose to be Buddhist monk. What he did when he came back from 10 years in the Himalayas. Why he went. And then he sort of led the audience in the studio and at home through just a quick 2 minute, that was more like 1 minute, but just a quick meditation just to get a feel for the flavor. And listening to his voice, listening to him guide the meditation. It's like I've heard this at this point literally hundreds of times. Settling into the space around you. Starting out with a few deep breaths. Starting with your eyes open. Paying attention to the weight of the body. It was it was odd, it was almost surreal watching him and Jimmy Fallon and the studio audience and even the band going through this exercise. Like you said, they have 18 million subscribers. That's a lot. Annual subscription? Well, I don't know. It's what, I think it was like $55. But, you know, it's like... Is that $5 a month or something? 5 times 12 is 60, so it's something less than that. And clearly what's happened, he's been at this a while. I found some earlier clips of him back in doing a TED Talk in 2013. I had to have been doing it for a while to get into TED. I'm hearing a bird chirp. I don't know if you can hear it. So what happens on the walk is sometimes I think about what I'm going to write, what I'm going to do when I get back, what I'm going to have for breakfast. I'm ready for a second breakfast. I really am. I realize it's only been 2 hours since I ate my peanut butter toast, but I'm anxious for something. My belly is saying, well, that was a nice intro. Do you have any food out there? And it's early enough, I think what I might do is put on some oatmeal, put on some steel-cut oats and some raisins and some cinnamon. And get that started, because that takes quite a long time. I used to do it the night before. I should get back into that habit, because I do like my steel-cut oats in the morning. I like it even better now that I don't have to have it with peanut butter, although I should probably. The difficulty is that if you put enough peanut butter in to make a difference, so that you get enough protein to balance the carbs, it winds up being way too much peanut butter. I like peanut butter, don't get me wrong. I like oatmeal too. It's really soaking in. I don't know if it's supposed to rain today or what. It's really going to be a much cooler day, I think. I also think it must have rained last night because I'm walking along the side of the park now. The grass is, the dirt under the grass, the soil is all wet and soggy looking. Grasses themselves are damp. Some of the bushes have water trapped in the leaves. The colors are, because the lighting is subdued, the colors are very saturated this morning. They're rich, rich, dark greens and golds. Some of the grass heads are golden brown this morning. Much golden, much more golden than they were. Isn't that funny? There's that flower, spiky white poppy. Yesterday it had no flowers on it, today it's got 7. And they look like they're about gone by, so since yesterday and today, it's flowered, and the flowers have apparently served their purpose and now wilting away. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.